one body, many heads. Turning Gay Hydra into Scylla. I built a software architecture course around a single stubborn idea: protect a stable core, push all the volatility out to disposable edges, and then I put my money where my mouth is. The capstone isn't a toy, it's a real, finished refactor. How I wrapped Gay Hydra, my hardened Ghidra fork, in a hexagonal architecture and turned it into Scylla, a reverse engineering platform that grew 9 different heads without anyone ever touching the engine. This post is the short version of that story. Watch the course playlist here, youtube.com/i.cnvw. His WSI act as AGETL WS Tornatelia Maestal. Sacked it. You yap?
I was. Jolt. Huntar. Francis.
There's one big idea. Most of what people call software architecture is one principle wearing 4 different hats: hexagonal ports and adapters, clean onion, domain-driven strategic design, and Yuval Lovi's volatility-based decomposition all converge on the same move. Find the part of the system that should almost never change. Protect it ruthlessly, and shove everything that does change. UIs, transports, frameworks, the API fashion of a decade, out to the edges, where you can throw it away and rebuild it. Couple it badly and your software rots. A change in one corner drags 6 others with it, decomposed by volatility instead of by function, and the things that change together live together, while the durable center sits still. That's the whole thesis. Scylla is what it looks like when you actually do it.
Gay Hydra is the body. Don't rewrite the body.
The first rule is the proven engine maxim. When you have a chunk of code that is correct, battle-tested, congealed, full of decades of edge cases someone already suffered through, you do not rewrite it to feel clever, you wrap it. Gay Hydra is my hardened fork of Ghidra Apache 2.0. It is the engine, the disassembler, the decompiler, the analyzers. It is decidedly not something I was ever going to re-implement in a weekend. So in the Scylla architecture, Gay Hydra is the immovable body. Everything else is built around it, never into it.
The durable core is a model, not a transport.
The actual center of the architecture isn't even the engine binary. It's the reverse engineering domain model. Functions, basic blocks, decompiled output, cross-references, types. That model is completely transport agnostic. It doesn't know what a network is. It doesn't know what JSON is. A small Ghidra script dump mobile runs the engine headless and dumps that model into a stable, serialized artifact, a .scylla file. Once the truth lives in a portable artifact, everything downstream becomes a projection of it. This is the part juniors usually miss. The stable thing to protect is your model of the domain, not the database, not the framework, not the wire format. Ports and adapters? The engine becomes a service. Here's the seam. The engine as service is the port, the abstract contract that says, give me a binary, I'll give you the model. How that contract is fulfilled is an adapter, and adapters are disposable on purpose. Analyze Headless runs inside a hardened container, streams its results out over a thin gRPC surface, and a Rust client picks them up on the other side. The container, the gRPC skin, the client, all of it is the edge. When gRPC goes out of style, it will. I swap the thin skin and the core never notices. This is the rule I hammer in the course. Don't let the era's universal adapter go structural. Every decade has a transport everyone swears is permanent. CORBA, SOAP, REST, gRPC, and now MCP. Use them at the edge, never as the spine. The moment your domain model imports your transport library, you've welded the disposable part to the permanent part. Hardening the shell without touching the engine. Because the engine is sealed, I could harden the adapter aggressively without any risk to correctness. Read-only root fail system, every Linux capability dropped, no new privileges, a non-root user, memory CPU PID caps, and gRPC bound to loopback only. The blast radius of we run someone's untrusted binary stays inside a box that can't do anything. That hardening pass also produced my favorite junior teachable war stories. All of them in the shell, none of them in the engine. The JVM derives user.home from the PSEST entry, not home. On a read-only root fail system, the launcher kept dying until I pointed home at a writable at a TMPFS. The fix was a one-liner, finding it was an afternoon. A JRE is not a JDK. The model dump script compiles at runtime, so a runtime-only base image fails the moment it's needed. The base image has to ship a full JDK. DMP has to be mounted executable for the same reason. Secure defaults and actually runs occasionally disagree, and you want that disagreement to surface loudly, so the service tails the analyzer's etard on failure instead of swallowing it. None of these touched Gay Hydra. That's the payoff of protecting the core. When the edges fight you, the fight stays at the edges. Nine heads, one port. Scylla is a fitting name. The mythological Scylla had many heads on one body, and so does this. Every head is just a different adapter projecting the same client port, the same verbs. Navigate, view, annotate, diff, merge, export. The body is written once the heads are thin. Terminal Scylla CityLI, a full RE tool in your shell. Diff even uses git diff pexit code semantics, so it drops straight into CI. AI agents Scylla MCP and MCP server, so an LLM can drive reverse engineering. All binary-derived text is wrapped as untrusted data, so the model treats it as data, never instructions. Browser Scylla WASM, the port compiled to WebAssembly, navigate an artifact entirely client-side, no server. Remote Scylla RPC, a Captain Proto RPC surface for networked consumers. GraphQL, TQI, and an LSP, yes, a language server. Since a binary has no source files, the head projects the whole program as one virtual document, functions in address order one per line. Then find references on a function becomes who calls it, the call graph read backwards. Your editor navigates a stripped binary like its source code. Add them up, CLI, MCP, WASM, native server, RPC, GraphQL, TQI, LSP, and that's the nine-headed monster. Every head was new code at the edge. The engine and the domain model never moved. That's not luck, that's the architecture doing its job. The lesson, in one sentence. You can bolt a language server, a browser app, an AI agent, and a CI diff tool onto a decades-old binary analysis engine without rewriting a line of it if and only if you decided up front which part was the body and which parts were allowed to be heads. The full capstone walks through every principle against the real commit history.
Course, a software architecture playlist.
Gay Hydra, the engine, Codeberg.org, Crypto Jones, Gay Hydra. Scylla, the hexagon around it, Codeberg.org, Crypto Jones, Scylla.